function better, feel better, and live a better life.
Welcome to Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York City's first board-certified functional neurologist and founder of Kaplan Brain and Body in Manhattan and New Jersey. Using applied clinical neuroscience, a safe, gentle, and effective non-invasive technique to keep your brain, spine, and nerves functioning to promote better quality of life. Dr. Kaplan is also author of Boost Your Brain Power, a guide to improving your memory and focus. And now to tell you more about it, here's your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
To boost your brain power, you have to boost your energy. But how are you going to boost your energy? You have to keep the body moving. The more you sit, the less energy you have. The more you move, the more energy you have. So it's all about movement. Unfortunately, these days, the world is designed for you to sit all day long. You wake up, you sit at the breakfast table, then you sit in your car or the bus, on the train, on the way to work. Then you sit at the computer desk at work. Then you sit at lunch. Then you sit at the computer, work some more. Then you sit at dinner, then you sit watching TV, or you sit reading a book or the newspaper, or even if you go out, you sit at the restaurant, you sit at the bar, you sit at the movie theater, you sit at the play, you sit at Broadway, you sit at the opera, you sit at Lincoln Center. Everything is designed for sitting. Start choosing activities that get your body moving. Maybe take a dance class. Start going for daily walks. Start hiking. Get a dog. So you always have to take the dog outside for a walk. Join some exercise group, whether it's, you know, yoga or Pilates or CrossFit or Orange Theory or, you know, the bar classes or the dance classes. They got belly dance. They got line dance. They got pole dancing. They got salsa dancing. They got every type of dancing you could think of. There's Zumba. I mean, it's unlimited on activities that you could do to get your body moving. There's even just small movements like Tai Chi, or you could do self-defense would be great, learning martial arts. You know, self-defense is great because it moves your body, helps with discipline, it's social, and it's useful where you can actually protect yourself and you feel like you're not at risk and you don't feel so vulnerable because you feel like you can defend yourself. So, you know, it's very good to take classes that move. And even if it's not taking a class, but just some hobby, get a bicycle, some rollerblades, start hula hooping, jump roping. Do something fun that you like that gets the body moving. You shouldn't need a coffee to get you going in the morning. All the energy is within inside of you. Energy cannot be created nor destroyed. So it's there. We just got to unleash your body's potential. So to get good energy, you got to keep your body moving. So if you have a choice of sleeping in or waking up an hour earlier to exercise, guess which one will give you more energy, more sleep or more exercise? You got it, more exercise. So it's actually better to wake up an hour earlier so you can get into a good exercise routine. You move it or you lose it. If you want to prevent Alzheimer's and dementia, you need to exercise every day. If you want to prevent heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, you better start exercising. Reverse diabetes? Start exercising. You have obesity? Start exercising. You want to prevent cancer? Exercise will boost your immune system so you prevent from getting cancer. Exercise will boost your immune system to prevent you from getting COVID-19 or Lyme disease. When you exercise, you prevent your body from developing physical and neurological disorders. You have to exercise every day, even if it's just a walk, but move your body. I cannot stress this enough. Even if it's just running to the end of the block, even if it literally takes you 20 seconds to just run to the end of the block and then run back to your house. I don't care if it's 20 seconds, but do something every single day. You gotta take baby steps. Do something active. Do something social and active. And even better, do something social, active, and outside. There are many free things outside that are going to boost your energy. Number one is just going outside to exercise. Number two is the sun. The sun gives you energy. The non-sun takes away energy. So if you need energy, get outside. Go for a walk. If you're inside and you're doing some paperwork or you're studying, you're at the computer and you find yourself very tired, nodding off, you can't concentrate, you can't focus, you can't think, there's no retention, stop immediately. Go outside. Get some sunlight. Roll up your sleeves. Roll up your pant legs. Take off your glasses. Take off your hat. Get as much sun exposure as possible. The sun gives you energy. It's free. It's outside. And everybody knows this. Why do you think people have solar panels? They're getting energy from the sun. Well, how come you're not getting energy from the sun? You literally could get energy for free instead of paying $8 for a cup of Starbucks coffee. Go outside into the sun and go for a walk. Do you know that these coffees at Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, wherever you get it at the local deli, right? So they give you these cups. Now, if it was just a regular paper cup, the hot coffee would melt it. So they have to line these cups with these chemicals that seep into the coffee. So the way they make these cups, so they don't burn and destroy the cups and melt them away, they put in these chemicals as a barrier. And these chemicals seep into the coffee. So you think you're just drinking coffee? You're also drinking these chemicals that leach into the coffee. And coffee is very bad if you have low energy. Because what happens is, if you give your body this fake energy of caffeine, then the body says, I don't need to produce my own energy. And it doesn't work. You got to make your body work for it. That's why you got to exercise. Make your heart work. Make it pump. Make your lungs work. And you got to make your blood vessels work. You got to get them to deliver the oxygen. Because if your blood vessels don't work to deliver the oxygen, then you're not going to have your energy. Okay? So the sun gives us energy. Exercise gives us energy. You can produce the energy on your own. When you have the caffeine, then the body says, I don't need to produce it on my own. If you take melatonin to sleep, then the body says, I don't need to make my own melatonin. And then your sleep gets worse. There are reasons your body does these things. When you have a fever, your body is heating up to kill off the virus or the bacteria. Why are you going to take a medicine to lower your fever when the fever is protecting you? It's killing off the virus and the bacteria. You think you're smarter than the human body? You're not. Let the body work. Let the body heal. I play a lot of sports, and I work out every day. And sometimes I get hit, I get injured, I get knocked down on the ground, and I might come home in pain. But I don't want to take the Tylenol or the Advil or the ibuprofen or the muscle relaxer or the painkiller or the NSAIDs. I don't want to take the medication because the pain is telling me that something's wrong and it's going to protect me. And it's going to say, hey, doc, don't lean over this way. Don't lift this. Don't bend over. It's going to protect my nerves, protect my muscles. But if I take a medication like a painkiller or a muscle relaxer, that's going to cut off the communication. And then I might bend over a certain way that might aggravate my condition even worse because I'm cutting off that communication. We just need to make sure that we give the proper fuel delivery. And that will increase your energy so you function better, feel better, and live a better life. This is Dr. Eric Kaplan. You're listening to Boost Your Brain Power. More when we come back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches? Or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com.
Function better, feel better, and live a better life. This is Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
We're talking about how to boost your energy, that exercise is the best way to keep your energy high. Sitting is the worst thing that will drain you of energy. So make sure you start following the 20 rule. Every 20 minutes, you get up for 20 seconds and move your body. So if you've been sitting for 20 minutes, you get up and you walk 20 feet. You look 20 feet away just for 20 seconds, and then you could go back down and study or go back to work, go back to the computer, go back to reading, go back to watching TV, whatever you're doing sitting. But get up every 20 minutes. Set an alarm if you have to. So you have to move your body every 20 minutes, even if it's a 20-second walk or 20 seconds of jumping jacks, 20 push-ups, 20 sit-ups, 20 squats, 20 shoulder rolls, 20 sitting to standing, 20 lunges, 20 hula hoops. Just do some activity for 20 seconds. You could shadow box for 20 seconds. You could run in place for 20 seconds. You could just walk around your desk for 20 seconds. But move your body. You got to keep that body moving. And you're going to think better. You take these little 20-minute breaks for 20 seconds, you start focusing better. Your brain can only handle three major concepts at a time. So what you do is you get 20 minutes of work, get three major concepts down. Then you take a 20-second break. Now you're refreshed. Now you could learn again. Three more new concepts. Then you take a 20-second break again after 20 minutes. That's the 20 rule. It's good for your body. It's good for your energy. It's good for your brain. You want to prevent Alzheimer's, dementia. You have to move your body. Stop sitting so much. Sitting is the new smoking. You have to move your body. You are literally dying all of the sitting. You're killing yourself. Get off your butt. This is not a joke. The more you sit, the quicker you die. The more you sit, the less energy you have. The more you sit, the greater chance of obesity, heart disease, diabetes, cancer, weak immune system. Do you want that stuff? I don't think you do. So you better get off your butt. Move that body. Get outside. What are all these free resources outside? The sun is free. It gives you energy. Guess what is free? Oxygen. Go outside. Find some trees. One tree gives enough oxygen for five people. So if you're around five trees, you're in an oxygen tank. Start doing some breathing exercises while you're outside in the woods, in the forest. The best breathing exercise is to inhale for 4 seconds, hold it for 7 seconds, and exhale for 8 seconds. That's a good ratio to maximize your oxygen intake at the same time of getting rid of the carbon dioxide. The carbon makes your body acidic, and all disease and bacteria and viruses and parasites and worms, they love acidic environment, which is low oxygen and high carbon dioxide. That creates an acidic environment. That's why our patients love our hyperbaric oxygen chamber. It boosts their immune system. It boosts their brain power. Makes their skin look amazing. It increases their energy. You want more energy? Start thinking about oxygen. You want to do the hyperbaric oxygen chamber. You want to do an oxygen concentrator. You want to go outside in the woods and in the forest where there's lots of trees and oxygen. Inside your house, buy lots of oxygen-producing plants. The top four oxygen-producing plants and air-purifying plants are snake plants, spider plants, aloe vera, and money plants. These will purify your air, and have these plants hang out together, play music for them, and sing to them. Put them all together because they're social just like humans are. Humans don't want to be isolated. Plants don't want to be isolated. So put your plants together, and that produces more oxygen. And if you're a human, don't isolate. You need to socialize. The more isolated you are, the less energy you have, the less brain function you have, And if you can surround yourself with even younger people, that's even better. It's been proven that the grandparents that spend the more time with their grandkids live a happier, a longer, a healthier life. If you don't spend time with your grandkids, it literally takes years off your life. Start hanging out with the young kids. Number one, it's going to get you to exercise. Number two, it's going to get you outside in the sun. And number three, it's going to get you in nature and oxygen where you could breathe that good air. Because remember, you want more oxygen, less carbon dioxide. Also, when you breathe, make sure you breathe from your diaphragm. It's called diaphragmatic breathing. When you inhale, push your belly down and out. And when you exhale, everything gets sucked in so you could push that carbon dioxide out. And you're always going to exhale twice as long as you inhale. Therefore, you could get rid of more carbon dioxide and the nitrogen and the toxic chemicals in your lungs and make more room for oxygen. You also have to be aware of your posture. If you want more oxygen and more energy, you can't slouch forward. You can't have your chin down. You can't have that little hunchback. You can't have your shoulders rolled in. You can't be slouching down. It's going to be low energy. You want high energy, chin up, shoulders back, chest out. Breathe from your diaphragm. Exhale twice as long as you inhale. Get that oxygen going. Oxygen kills bacteria. Oxygen kills viruses. It kills parasites, worms, yeast, mold. It all hates oxygen. So if you have any of this stuff, you've got to increase your oxygen levels. You got to decrease the amount of carbon dioxide in your lungs and in your body. If you have more carbon dioxide, it's more acidic. Guess who also loves an acidic environment? Cancer. You want to prevent cancer? You stay away from acidic environment. And that doesn't mean don't eat oranges. Acidic environment is low oxygen. It's poor diet. It's a lot of the white foods. Dairy, sugar, flour, bread, gluten. Talking about bread, dairy products. Other acidic foods are coffee and alcohol. Those create an acidic environment. You want to be healthy. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but you got to decrease alcohol. Alcohol has no benefit. And I know people tell you that red wine is good, but it's not the red wine. It's what's called resveratrol. Resveratrol is found in the skin of red grapes, also found in Japanese knotweed. But the amount of red wine you would have to drink to get a beneficial amount of resveratrol does not outweigh the risk of drinking that much red wine. If you have acid reflux, stay away from red wine. If you have trouble sleeping, stay away from red wine. If you have inflammation, digestive problems, stay away from red wine. If you're starting to have some memory and focus issues, stay away from red wine, and especially stay away from the red wine that comes from America. There's nothing worse than American red wine. That will make you sick. That will kill your brain cells. We don't want to kill our brain cells. We want to make our brain cells function at the highest level so you feel better, function better, and live a better life. This is Dr. Eric Kaplan. You're listening to Boost Your Brain Power. More when we come back from the break.
Thank you so much for those of you giving to our effort with Food for the Poor to try to feed those who are hungry in the 17 poorest countries here in the Western Hemisphere. And why there? Because that's where Food for the Poor works. Anitra Parmali is back with us from Food for the Poor. And Anitra, Food for the Poor has been doing this a long time.
We have for over four decades. And so we've perfected the lack of friction on your gift. We want to commit to you that your money is going to do the most good for a mother like Isabel. Isabel has only one prayer. She has done everything to try and feed her children, but it has been fruitless. She's unable to work. The price of food is skyrocketing. When your gift is communicated to her, when Isabel discovers that the weight of fear can roll off her back, I mean, it makes the hair on my neck stand up just to recognize the 180. Right now, a mother has no idea that you're about to say yes and decide to step into her life and the lives of her children with hope and with food for a year and a future. That's on the other side of your generous gift right now.
Can you be as generous as you can right now, friend? Isabel and other moms like her are going to find it incredibly encouraging that someone answered their prayer directly. Here's the phone number, 855-919-4673, 855-919-4673. And every gift you give right now will be matched. So twice as many children will be fed, twice as many mothers will be helped because you gave your gift right now. 855-919-4673, or go online to am970theanswer.com.
Function better, feel better, and live a better life.
This is Boost Your Brain Power with board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
This is Dr. Eric Kaplan. You're listening to Boost Your Brain Power. How are we going to boost your energy? You're going to exercise. You're going to go outside and get some sunlight, that vitamin D. Now, most labs, when you check your vitamin D, say that it's okay as long as you're above 25 or 30, something like that. I think we got to double that. That's just my opinion, but the higher the vitamin D, the less chance that you're going to get COVID-19, the less chance you're going to get Alzheimer's disease, the less chance you're going to have a thyroid problem. Vitamin D, which is actually a hormone, is the most important vitamin that we have, and it's also the most deficient vitamin when people get tested. So vitamin D, which we get from the sun, is free. However, if it's the winter and you're inside all day and when you are outside, you're wearing a hat and long sleeves, you're not going to get a lot of vitamin D exposure. So you might have to supplement. I personally supplement. I do 10,000 IU in the winter and 5,000 in the summer because I do spend a lot of time at my offices inside. It would be great if I could help treat the patients outside, and therefore we could get vitamin D during the therapy. But there's certain HIPAA laws and privacy laws that, you know, we have to make sure we take care of. So it is a little hard to do therapies outside. So you can supplement. The best company to supplement with vitamin D is Apex Energetics. Okay, that's what I personally use. That's what I give to my kids. It's what I give to my wife, what I recommend to my patients. Don't order it online. You have to get it through a doctor. There's lots of scams out there. So sometimes you might get it, you know, Amazon or something like that, but those could be fake labels. You know, you never want to get supplements sent to you. You must get them at a doctor's office where you know they're safe. You know, there's a lot of scary stuff out there, especially with, you know, drugs and pills and supplements. I mean, a lot of stuff is laced with fentanyl. It's not worth it. It's not worth it just to save a few extra bucks or whatever it is. If you're going to get vitamins, don't get them online. Don't get them at the vitamin shop. Don't get them in GNC. Don't get them at Whole Foods. Don't get them at the supermarket or at CVS. Those are all crappy. If you want true, good, healthy vitamins, you have to get it from a functional doctor where they have quality companies that are researched. They don't have impurities and contaminants and fillers, and they're well formulated like they are in nature. I like Apex Energetics. I like Claire Laboratories. You know, there's a few good companies out there, but 99% of them are pretty bad. So don't waste your time, don't waste your money, and don't cause more toxins in your body because you think you're taking these natural supplements, but they're not very healthy. And most people are over-medicated. Most people are over-supplemented. You really shouldn't be taking anything. The vitamin D is really the only thing that most people need. But other than that, you really should not need any vitamins. You should get all your nutrients from your food. Why do we eat? For energy. If you want energy, you get it from food, not from coffee, not from soda, not from energy drinks, not from caffeine, not from medicine or herbs or pills. Get it from food, directly from the earth. The highest energy foods are fats. Fats and proteins are good, but make sure it's healthy fat and healthy protein. What's healthy fat? Avocado, olives, walnuts, salmon, seeds, fish, eggs, healthy fat. All right. And none of these seed oils, it's vegetable oils, sunflower seed oil, safflower seed oil, canola oil, corn oil, soybean oil. Stay away from all these vegetable oils. There are really very few oils that are safe. I would say coconut oil is one of them. And olive oil is one of them. And that's safe to eat, not safe to cook with. And then safe to cook with would be avocado oil. But that's it. You know, I might eat some coconut oil or do some oil pulling in the morning with coconut oil. Oil pulling is where you swish coconut oil all around your mouth for 30 seconds to 2 minutes every single morning right when you get up. When you get up first thing in the morning, that's when you have the most bacteria. So before you even swallow, before you talk, just go straight to the bathroom. At least 30 seconds of coconut oil pulling, and then spit it out in the garbage. Don't put it in your sink. It's bad for the pipes. And don't swallow it because you're literally killing off all the bacteria. So just spit it out in the garbage. Coconut oil is great. It's great for your hair. It's great for your skin. It also protects you from the sun if you're going to be outside all day and you don't want to get sunburned. It's got about a 5 SPF. If you're going to be, you know, in the Caribbean, close to the equator, the best sun protection is zinc oxide. Do not get those suntan lotions at CVS. Don't get anything in CVS. It's all crap. It's candy. It's drugs. It's, you know, horrible food. It's all these horrible lotions, horrible makeups, horrible cleaning supplies. They're all toxic. Don't even step into CVS. There's nothing good there. All right. But suntan lotion, sunscreens are the most toxic products on the planet. Those are the most toxic. Those cause skin cancer, all these sunscreens. People think they're protecting themselves from skin cancer by putting on all these sunscreens and suntan lotions. That's more likely to cause skin cancer because you're putting all these chemicals on your skin. Stop putting all these lotions and chemicals on your skin. Shouldn't be putting all this stuff on your skin. Live naturally, live holistically. You really shouldn't put anything on. If your skin is dry, there's something else to the story. You might have autoimmune disease. You might be dehydrated. You might have a thyroid problem. You might be nutritionally deficient. There's so many things that could cause dry skin. It's not a deficiency of lotion. And these skin lotions are full of alcohol. And guess what dries out your skin? Alcohol. So then guess what you do? Buy more lotion with alcohol because it makes your skin soft for a little bit. But then your skin gets dry, and then you put more lotion, and then it gets dry, and then you put more lotion. It's a great business model. They give you a product that dries your skin and says this will lubricate it. Let's start using logic. Stop putting alcohol on your skin, which is going to dry you out. Doesn't make sense. You got to get to the root cause of the problem and stick around for the end of the show. I'm going to give you a way to get to the root cause of the problem. But you got to do a proper evaluation. All right. So if we get our food from energy, we want to make sure we get all our nutrients. And it's a very simple way to get all your nutrients. You don't have to count calories. You don't have to count how much protein or how much fat or how much carbs you get. You don't need to be so strict and so worried about everything, following all these rules. Follow the keto and the paleo and the Atkins, and I'm a carnivore, I'm a vegan. I gotta, you know, count my calories. I'm on Weight Watchers, I got my points. Stop complicating it. Keep it very simple. Stay away from the white foods and eat all the colorful foods. That's how you'll get your nutrients. Every day, and preferably every meal, eat something that's red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and purple. If you cover all your colors, you'll get all your nutrients. Then your brain will get the energy it needs. Then you'll think better. You'll prevent Alzheimer's and dementia. You'll also prevent yourself from overeating. When you eat all the colors of the rainbow, you don't desire all this sugar. You don't desire bread, and you don't desire cakes and cookies, and you don't desire chips and crackers and cereals and chocolate and candy, because you're getting all the nutrients that you need. And the brain says, I don't need any more food. So you need the sun. You need the oxygen. You need all the colors of the rainbow to boost your energy, to function better, feel better, and live a better life. This is Dr. Eric Kaplan. More when we come back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As new New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com.
This is Dr. Eric Kaplan, and you're listening to Boost Your Brain Power.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Now, we're talking about all this free stuff outside, and you can get free food too. All you got to do is take the seeds from your fruits and veggies and grow it. And even if you don't have a yard, you can grow it in a plant. You can grow it on a fire escape. You can grow it on your roof. You can grow stuff inside. You could grow your own food. You can raise your own chickens. Get your own eggs. Right? Be self-sustaining. Learn how to filter your water. Learn how to make a fire. Learn how to catch fish. Right? You don't want to rely on ShopRite or the government. You have to know how to do it yourself. It's good for the brain to learn that stuff too. It's, you know, relaxing, going fishing. It's therapeutic, doing gardening. Plus, you're getting the sun, you're getting the oxygen, and then you're planting your free food. What else is free? Water. Look at this. This is all from the earth. The food, the earth supplies, the food, the oxygen, the water, the sunlight. It's all there for you. But yet you're staying inside without the sun, without the oxygen, without the air, ordering crappy food, processed food with preservatives and food dyes and genetically modified and cross-breeded seeds and stuff full of Roundup, glyphosate, stuff that causes cancer, artificial flavors and sweeteners and food dyes. And you're doing that on purpose. You're choosing to eat that crap when the earth is supplying you with wonderful food, wonderful sunlight, air, water. It's all there for you to live a healthy life, to give you energy. But you'd rather guzzle down Starbucks. Come on. Start waking up early. Start exercising. You could do it. Even if it's just 20 seconds, run to that end of the block. You don't need the coffee. You don't need the caffeine. You don't need the Red Bull. You don't need the Monster. You don't need those energy drinks. Just like you don't need melatonin to sleep. You need to rewire your brain. It's called neuroplasticity. And it takes 21 days to change. It takes 21 days to create a good habit. It takes 21 days to rewire your brain. So start doing these habits. Get some sunlight. Start breathing. Go outside. Get some oxygen. Exercise. Sunlight. Oxygen. Healthy diet. That's how you get energy. Good relationships. Stop sitting down, the 20 rule. Be social. Help others, do charity. Nothing's going to boost your energy by helping others. That gives you life. Gives you passion. That gives you energy. Start helping other people. Nothing gives me energy more than helping other people. Right? But to help other people, you got to take care of yourself first. Prioritize your health. And then you can take care of your kids, and then you could help others. Now, how do you know what you need to do? Well, you got to get to the root cause of the problem. Now, don't come to me if you want a quick fix, if you want just a prescription for medication. Right? So I am not the doctor that writes prescriptions. If you have a headache, I'm not going to give you a headache pill. I'm going to figure out where the headache's coming from. If you have low energy, I'm not just going to give you some pill to boost your energy, like a caffeine pill or something like that. Or if you're overweight, I'm not going to give you a diet pill or some diabetes medication to help you lose weight. Or if you have high blood pressure medication, I'm not going to give you high blood pressure meds or metformin if you have diabetes. That is not the type of doctor I am. I'm not going to give you chemo if you have cancer. But what I'm going to do is get to the root cause of the problem. If you have memory problems, I'm going to see, why do you have memory problems? Do you not have enough nutrients you're getting to your brain? Are you dehydrated? Think about your brain like a grape that is dehydrated. A grape that's dehydrated shrivels up into a raisin. So if you want your brain to shrivel up into a raisin, stop drinking water. If you want your brain hydrated and nice and juicy and working at a high level, you want your blood vessels transporting all the oxygen the way they're supposed to, you got to stay hydrated. And the water, you could just get a nice filter, maybe even a reverse osmosis filter. And then you put some pink Himalayan salt or some Celtic sea salt or squeeze some lemon in there. Every morning on an empty stomach, drink water. That will give you energy with a little bit of salt and a little bit of lemon. All right. So that's another free thing. You got free water. There's free oxygen. There's free sunlight. You get free food. Take care of these free energies. They're there on the earth waiting for you. Now, if you want to get to the root cause and figure out where your health isn't functioning at optimal levels, one of the best tests to do is called a QEEG brain mapping. During this test, you wear a cap, and it's got electrodes attached to it, and it measures your brain waves. And based on the different brain waves, alpha brain waves and beta and delta and theta, based on the location of the abnormal brain waves, it could tell us, do you have depression? Do you have anxiety? Do you have low dopamine, low acetylcholine? Do you have white matter inflammation? Do you have heavy metal poisoning? Do you have pathogens, a virus? Have you had concussions? Do you have issues with motivation, shifting tasks? Do you have problems with memory or balance or vision or hearing? Do you have a thyroid problem, intestinal inflammation? Do you have difficulty with time management? Do you have troubles with focus or easily distracted? This brain mapping picks up everything with no radiation. It's non-invasive. It's normally $500, but for the first 7 people to call, text, or email, you can get the test for only $21. Now, what we're going to do is also give you another gift, which is called a VNG, video nystagmography. This is where you wear infrared goggles and you watch this red laser, and it goes fast and slow and left and right and up and down, and it's dark and it's light. And based on which direction, we could tell which areas of the brain are overactive and which areas of the brain are underactive. So people have anxiety, it's like an overactive brain. People who have depression, it's an underactive brain. You know, people have insomnia, it's an overactive brain. People have low motivation or can't focus, they have an underactive brain. So the VNG is the best test for that. That's also normally $500. But for the first 7 people to call, text, or email, they could get that test for only $21. The third test is a one-on-one evaluation with me, yours truly, Dr. Eric Kaplan, at one of my offices, either in New Jersey in Bergen County or in New York City in the West Village. And if you're not local, you can also do a virtual visit as well. And this will go over your memory, your posture, your alignment, your coordination, your reflexes, your gait, your muscle strength, your arteries, your nerves, your gut, your lungs, your breathing. It takes about 45 minutes. That test is also normally $500, but we're giving that away for only $21 as well for the first 7 people to call, text, or email. And the reason I'm doing this for such a low price is to be more just of a get acquainted visit. There's no commitment, but it'll just kind of meet me and my staff and check out what we have to say about your brain and body's function. And if you like us, we'd love to have you as patients, but if not, there's no pressure, there's no commitment. So this is a low, you know, threshold just to kind of get acquainted. It's just a gift we're giving to the community. And the last gift we're giving is I'm giving a seminar on proper sleeping habits and how to boost your energy on April 30th, Tuesday at 6:30 in River Edge, New Jersey on Kinderkamak Road. I'm going to be doing it live. And I'm going to be doing over Zoom. If you can't make it live or over Zoom, then you can also just get the recording. The seminar is normally $200, but for the first 7 people to call, text, or email, you can get it for only $97. Plus, we're going to throw in for free the next 3 seminar series. So basically, you're paying for $97 for one, but you're going to get 4. So it's basically $24. A seminar, and that's for the first 7 people to call, text, or email. And you could do all 4. You could get the VNG for 21, the QEEG for 21, the one-on-one with me for 21, and the Boost Your Brain Power seminar series for only $97. The phone number to call, text is 646-221-6738. Again, that is 646-221-6738, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. For more information, go to our website, kaplandc.com. Plus, you can join us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. All the names are Kaplan Brain and Body. And lastly, you could buy my book, Boost Your Brain Power, A Guide to Improving Your Memory and Focus. Brain Power is one word. You can get that on Amazon. It's called Boost Your Brain Power by Dr. Eric Kaplan. Hope you enjoyed the show so you can function better, feel better, and live a better life. We will see you next week.